What's up? Welcome to the Buff Boys Podcast. Matt Maron, Joe Gorman, our guest today, comedian Meaty Pirani. What's up, Meaty?
Not much.
How you doing?
Pretty good. How are you?
Good to see you. Welcome to the Buff Boys.
Thanks.
How you doing?
Good.
This rainy Saturday afternoon.
Yeah, it's really rainy.
It's a flood. They're going to fucking shut down everything.
Really?
Yeah. Brooklyn always gets flooded. Especially during heavy rains.
Yeah.
Forget about it. My last apartment before I lived
oh,
here.
Oh, yeah. I remember.
It was completely flooded. It was a day just like today.
Yes.
At an apartment very much not like this one.
It forced you to have to move in with your Gumar.
It did. Yeah. She became my full-time Gumar. Yes. Kelly Taylor took me in. A homeless guy.
Yeah.
A homeless 37-year-old man.
Yes.
Directionless.
Yeah.
And now look, a podcaster,
entrepreneur,
living the life, dog father, cat father.
Yeah.
Everything works out.
Mm. What's up? Yeah, me too. You just got a place in the city now in Queens.
Yes.
Nice.
Yes. Yeah.
Queens is uphill, so they don't have to worry about floods or anything.
Yeah, that's true. Yes. I'm a cat mother and living in Queens, enjoying it.
Oh, yep.
Yeah. Above ground.
Cats are essential in New York.
Yes, they are. Yeah.
Because they pay their rent in hunting mice and stuff.
That's true. Although if everyone got a cat, mice would definitely infect our apartment first. Because Gladys plays with mice. She doesn't really attack them.
She makes friends with them.
Yeah, she does. Yeah.
Bugs fucks up mice, and he doesn't even have any teeth.
Really?
He lost all of his teeth. He got hit by a car.
Oh God.
Yeah, he's had a tough life. He was like a homeless cat in New Jersey for the longest time. He has like a little, you can see like the frostbite on his ears.
Mm.
So he's had a rough one. So he was, Kelly started fostering him maybe like 2 or 3 months after I moved in. And, you know, it was just like, oh, well, we can't get rid of this guy. He keeps Finney in his place. He catches mice. He's a good cat.
Have you always had cats, Meaty?
No, I just got her December 2019.
That's first pet you've had or first cat?
No, I had a guinea pig when I was in elementary school.
Sick.
And then
you seem like you were a guinea pig kid. I can see that.
We were best friends. And then when I went to Disney World, my parents gave him away to a farm. Which I knew
went
before
to a farm
I left.
Upstate. You knew the pet was leaving?
Yeah, I went to a farm in Michigan where it was like a petting zoo. And so, there were a
bunch
of
guinea pigs. Is that actually real, or is that just what they said?
Yeah, it's real. My parents asked them.
I thought whenever the pet goes to a farm upstate, it's usually, it died or something, or they gave it away.
I hate to say it, but guinea pig is a delicacy.
Yeah. In Michigan?
Yeah,
so in Michigan.
They very much could have also sold him to a restaurant that would have been perfectly acceptable.
Mm, that's possible, too.
What's the most taboo meat you would eat, Matthew? Because I've had lengua and cabeza, which is tongue and brain.
I had
human tongue and brain.
I think a lot of people eat. I think people eat barbacoa more now, but I had that when I was in San Antonio. It's like cow face.
Oh, that's nothing.
But it's a cow.
Yeah, it's cow. Yeah. It's like standard. You got to let's get to exotic animals.
I've eaten
alligator. You guys. Cows. Huh? We pray to cows.
Oh, we can't just shit on cows in front of me, TJ.
Yeah,
how insensitive to our guests.
You can eat a cow's heart too.
Yeah.
All right.
I ate a peacock.
Yeah.
Yeah. The beautiful kind, the male.
Yeah.
That's the one you want, dude. You look at the female peacocks, disgusting birds.
Yeah.
Vile.
Peahens.
Yeah, it's like, damn, dude. If I was a peacock, I'd be a gay peacock.
Yeah.
I simply could not be attracted to the female of the species in that case.
I have never seen a peahen before. Do they look shitty?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. they look fucking lame, dude.
Well, I like that. I think about peacocks all the time. Yeah. I think humans should follow their suit.
Yeah.
Women should be like peahens and men should be like peacocks.
Is it the opposite where peacocks are the ones putting on makeup all the time?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Well, that's what the term
peacocking.
Yeah, that's what it comes from. It's like strut, like, oh, look how fucking fanning out your feathers, looking how cool I am.
Yeah,
but
peahens don't do shit.
Yeah. At every fucking zoo I've went to, the male peacock just like fucking walks around wherever.
Yeah.
Just does whatever. Every fucking zoo you go to, you'll see a male peacock just walking around. Like they have free reign over the zoo, and everyone gets excited. They're like, oh, look at him go. And like he knows people look at him, and every once in a while he's like, all right. And he fucking... He spreads them out. Those fucking feathers, man. We love that shit.
What about peahens? Are they in zoos? I never seen them.
No, they fucking eat them, dude.
Peacocks eat peahens?
No, peahens are basically average chicken breasts and stuff.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. They're like, they're factory farmed out.
Oh, so
really?
Yeah, it's like an inverse of chickens where the male chicks are ground up into nuggets and the female chicks are used to breed. The male peacocks are used in captivity because they're so beautiful.
Yes.
Literally the most beautiful. Honestly, peacock should be a symbol for homosexuality. Hey, fucking gay society. You get the male peacock, we get back rainbow suspenders, because that should really go to coked up comedians.
And well, Will and Grace was on NBC.
That's true.
Peacock logo.
Nice.
I'm just saying.
It wasn't gay
enough. It wasn't gay enough.
Well, then NBC needs to fucking rebrand and give the peacock logo
to
gay
Bravo.
People.
This is what women need to unionize. This is some bullshit. Okay.
What are women getting?
Or we need a, like a men's section in Sephora because, well, women are always putting in the effort, right? Like, we need to revolt. Honestly, it's a lot of time and
effort.
You
fight against that, though, as a woman
who
doesn't
put in effort. Absolutely. It's a political movement. It's intentional. Because, first of all, when you get dressed up and you look cute, it's for everybody else's eyes, okay?
Yes.
And I'm like, fuck your eyes. I don't give a fuck about your eyes.
Damn, I think that every time I look at myself in the mirror, I'm like, man.
I'm protesting.
I'm like, damn, dude. Fuck everyone who has to look at me, dude. Dude, it's like, I don't give a shit, dude. It's like, what am I gonna do? Like, fucking make any effort to better myself? I'm not gonna do that.
Well, I mean, but does it have to be superficial?
No, and also internally too. Yeah. I guess the insides reflect the outsides in my case.
Yeah, you have to work on self-love.
Yeah, I'm dying, dude. Yikes.
That's my nice segue. Meety brought self-love cards.
I saw
it last time when I was at her housewarming.
What were you doing at her house, Matt? Come on.
We were hanging out. It was a housewarming party.
Hanging out. Yikes. Watch out. I just watched a documentary on Dan Snyder. So I don't trust any men in power in the entertainment industry, dude.
I'm a man in power in the entertainment
industry. Yeah, dude. I'm the commissioner of Comedy Fight Club.
Yeah.
And if I have a crush on you, maybe you'll fucking advance further in CFC bracket. And if you don't, maybe you'll be eliminated before you even have a chance to get on. You know,
I think that's the wrong roast battle, but
is that do you think another roast battler would do that?
I don't know.
Mentally deficient man in the comedy scene roast battle?
I don't know. Wait, self-love.
Joe, pick a self-love card.
All right, what is this nonsense?
One of the cards.
What kind of witchcraft is this?
Yes.
I'm gonna
pick
pull,
a self-love
I'm gonna
card.
Pull one in the middle. Do I have to?
Let's see.
Level 2 present.
Yep.
I want a present.
Turn it around. Turn it around.
We're not really strangers. Oh, how do you set boundaries?
How do you set boundaries, Joe? With a gun?
Let's just say it's better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Is that really how it...
So you don't set boundaries? Is that what that means?
I just wait. I don't know what the boundaries are until we're there. And then I say like, whoa, hey.
You never know what the line is until you cross it.
Hey, mister, get out of there.
Yeah. Let's see. I'll take the first one. This is level 3, the future. Who do you want to spend more time with? Send them this card.
Who are you going to send it to?
I'm going to send it to Meety.
Oh, okay.
Yikes, dude.
I'm here. And I have to leave early. Okay.
Well, she'll leave. It'll be here for the whole episode, but not the Patreon. What's Meety's self-love card?
What would your younger self be relieved about? That the future gets better.
Does
it gets better.
And then it gets worse.
And then
it gets better.
And then better.
And then it never ends. That's
there
it.
There you
nice.
Go.
Yeah.
Nice. Powerful. Don't you feel a little more in love with yourself now, Joe?
No, I realize I don't set boundaries. That's not... That came up in therapy too.
Yeah.
Where it's like I have trouble. That's part of why I have trouble saying no a lot of times. Is like setting boundaries and whatnot, which I'm bad at. And who knows what? Who knows what unrelated childhood trauma could have resulted in that? Stay tuned, and hopefully, if I stay subscribed to my therapy service, I'll find out myself.
Joe was a Nickelodeon child star.
I wish, dude. I was thinking about that, like, and all that. Like, there's no way they would have molested me. I would have just gotten, like, to do comedy.
Yeah.
I think they would have molested you if you were a kid.
Not me.
You
were a cute kid. I've seen pictures of you when you were a kid.
Let's see pictures.
Yeah.
Matt has fucking pictures
I
on
do.
His
I
phone.
Have the Kansas City Chiefs one you sent me right before the Super Bowl. Because you do
Matt
look adorable
Matt will decide
there.
If you were molestable or not.
I think Joe was molestable. He was, like, a cute Matt. Fat kid.
Yeah, who was... Now I'm a hideous fat man. How the pendulum swings both ways.
Yeah, I could actually, from watching those like kids shows when there was like the funny, goofy fat kid, like you could have been one of those kids.
It should have been me, but I was fucking festering in Leavenworth, Kansas, being unmolested and my talent squandered.
Yeah, that Nickelodeon stuff is wild.
It's fucking wild because it's like, damn, like he like straight up fucked children.
Yeah.
And you know what? I never got to do the Nickelodeon kid toy run. Nickelodeon never took over my school. You know? I never been slimed.
You never got
I
to
mean,
be on
Summer,
slime.
Really
Summer
slime.
Sanders never responded to any of my increasingly threatening letters I would send her.
Wait, he literally slept with children?
Yeah, Dan Snyder.
And
they believe...
Or was it
Dan Snyder? I didn't get to this episode yet, but I believe he's actually the father of Jamie Lynn Spears' child. I swear to God, I believe that with all my heart and soul.
That's...
And hey... I can't be fucking held accountable in a court of law. Viacom, do not sue me for this. It's my fucking opinion. I don't have any proof. This is a fucking this is a fucking comedy podcast. Why does everyone have to apologize for a comedy podcast? I'm just goofing. Do I know that Dan Snyder had sex with Jamie Lynn Spears? No. Could I blame him? No. Come on, how often do you get a Spears woman pregnant?
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't find it. Maybe after the episode.
It's gone I purged it.
Just
I purged it. It's off, dude. You have to be on the dark web to find that shit.
Yeah.
I think my information got sold on the dark web.
Yeah.
Because I keep getting those texts where it's like, your USPS package has arrived, but we're having trouble. Do you get those? Mm-hmm. Your information's on the dark web, too.
Oh, snap. Okay,
yeah.
So what does that entail? Like
that means like one of the websites that has our contact information was breached. But we don't know what one. And now that information was sold on the dark web, and they used a program to generate this mass text that replicates a message you get from the post office.
But why?
So they get, well, you click a link that they say, like, oh, to get your package, click here. And then you enter your information, and then they have your information. And they can use that to open credit cards, maybe even steal your identity. Isn't that scary, Matt?
Yeah.
Aren't you glad you don't have a credit card or anything?
I do have a credit card.
No, you don't, Matt.
Yeah,
you have
I do.
A debit card.
No, I have a credit card.
No, you have a credit card
that
your
parents...
We did
a couple years ago talk about me not having a credit card, but I have gotten one since.
No, you have a prepaid credit card that your parents give you that have $25 each month, and you can use it to rent workout videos.
Yes,
or a session at Curves Fitness.
My subscription to Curves. Yeah. My membership at Curves. I go back and forth between Curves and Lucille Roberts. I stepped on Finney's tail.
It happens.
Is this the first apartment you have in the city? Because I know you're from upstate originally, or you lived upstate.
I'm not from upstate originally, but I lived there most recently. But I had an apartment in the city before, but it was with one roommate.
Yeah.
And now this one's by myself with Gladys.
How do you like living alone?
I enjoy it so much.
Yeah?
Yeah. Even if this were apartment were in the middle of nowhere, I would definitely still enjoy it.
Oh, we got Maddie, too.
Hello.
Yeah. Where are you from originally?
Originally, India. I was born in India. I grew up in Canada, New Jersey.
Whoa.
Yeah, where in Canada?
Toronto, and then Bolton, Ontario.
Okay. Nice. All over. A world traveler. And how much of your job in New York can you talk about on the podcast?
Which job?
The one in politics.
I can talk about it.
Okay, you worked like in like the New York like state something.
The Senate,
Senate.
The Senate?
The New York State Senate.
Whoa.
Yeah.
What? Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, what do you do?
I worked as central staff, so I was a budget analyst. So when bills get passed through the Senate, like basically like there's people who analyze the law, the legal text, and there's people who analyze like the cost of it. And so like it goes through different departments. And so I was in the economic development department, and I would analyze the cost of economic development bills.
Damn. So, like,
we got a smart one on the podcast this week.
Damn, Meaty, you're not supposed to have like a real job. Damn, no wonder you're doing all those paid mics in Manhattan.
I mean, well, like,
that's crazy. I didn't know you were like a millionaire. That's so cool.
They definitely
live by yourself in New York City.
Did you see like a medical bill that would like really help somebody you didn't like, and you're like, fuck you, Pam. And you like you fucking fail the bill.
No.
Come on. No. You can tell me.
Like, actually, it's like, actually, this one is not very financially responsible.
Well, it would be more so like advocating for what is ethical or responsible. I can't I can't decide what ends up happening, but I can say like pros and cons.
Nice. Mm. What's the con? This would result in the end of humanity. Pro. We each get a 15% annual raise.
Ooh, that sounds good.
It's fucking tough.
The taxpayers would hate that. But also, if you want to know about the end of humanity, for climate change related bills that are being passed, it's more so for preparing. So it's more so like, you know, raising things to the water levels are going to rise. So like ensuring that there's like things in store to make sure that the water levels don't flood.
So if there is like a climate change bill, you're the one who's like telling them how much it's going to cost, or
someone else does
okay, yeah.
Damn. Environmental stuff,
that's crazy, dude. Well, it sucks, like it's all like anticipatory and none of it's like how can we prevent or resolve the damage that's been done.
What's a bill that passed that you know was like a bad idea that we now have in New York?
It's hard to say because like some bills pass that seem like a good idea and then like the federal government doesn't like it.
Then
it becomes a bad idea. Like
because
bail
they
reform,
start like fuck. Like
yeah,
what?
Because they start fucking with the state government. Like bail reform. Like they didn't like bail reform. Like I don't know the details of it too much, but it's like kind of like changing it so that poor people don't get fucked over by bail stuff.
Right, because
like
they'll
that.
Just put like a super high bail for someone just so then they have to,
But then the federal government like fucked with that.
Damn.
Yeah. How
I'm pretty sure that they said like criminal activity increased in New York City from like people being sent here. I think. I'm not entirely sure.
Migrants.
I can
migrant crisis.
I knew it, dude.
And then
I
bail
knew
reform,
it.
And then bail reform is letting them back out on the streets real quick.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
Damn. So he was trying to put the criminals away.
No, I wasn't. But someone in my team was advocating for people, like, you know, wrongfully.
Yeah,
like, for good.
Yeah.
But
did you see that thing, the guy who was on Joe Rogan with, like, the Innocence Project?
Yeah.
There was a guy from the Innocence Project who did a whole episode of Joe Rogan, and then, like, 2 months later got caught with, like, a head in his fridge.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
Not very innocent. Yikes.
What's
dude.
The Innocence Project?
It's, it's just about prison reform and people either wrongfully accused or getting longer sentences, like, poor people being taken advantage of. It's just like help with prison reform.
And like,
one of the
spokespeople. Like, destigmatize like being from like, like getting like out of prison and jobs and not
being
having
able,
like that.
Helping people out of prison get jobs and not have this like negative taint on them.
Yeah. Just because I fucking served a couple of years in prison doesn't mean I'm going to cut your fucking head off.
Yeah.
You know?
And then he did.
Surprise, he did.
But all right, what about, is there something you really thought would be a good idea to pass that didn't?
I can't say. Well, I thought it was a good idea to decriminalize and regulate all kinds of drugs for tax.
Hell yeah. Fuck yeah.
All drugs?
Meaty, that's what
no,
I'm
no,
fucking
no.
talking
no, you don't
about.
How far do you go?
Each drug has its own way. Like, you know, like for legal injection sites, like that's its own thing. Like maybe Veterans Association.
Injection for what? Steroids?
No. For people who use injection drugs. So there's a range of drugs that are used for injections. Yeah, like Matt. Ketamine too. Ketamine too can be injected.
Oh, Joe's a big ketamine guy.
Yeah, but I'm
do
not.
Do you muscle it?
No, I fucking snort it like a man, dude. I'm not going to fucking inject it like some fucking junkie, dude. Get out of town.
I snort
it like a fucking proper English gentleman, dude. That's how you're supposed to consume it, dude. That's the most fun. You fucking do a little line. You disassociate. You watch a couple episodes of Bob's Burgers. You wonder what's going to happen when your family dies. You know, it's fun. You do all right.
Yeah. So there should be different just like legalities or forms for every different kind of drug, you think?
Yeah. There's like different paths for everything. Like, so for people who use injections, like Veterans Association should be able to give out syringes because a lot of veterans use injections.
Right.
Those fucking junkies, Vietnam junkies, come back on the junk. That's what most of those fucking movies were about, was like everyone on heroin, dude. Yeah. Well, I think Heart of Darkness or what was the movie? Apocalypse Now.
Yeah.
That was really an analogy for, you know, post-traumatic stress disorder and drug addiction.
Yeah.
What was the message?
Oh, it was like, Colonel Kurtz, played by, what's his name? Fucking,
An Apocalypse Now.
It's the, from The Godfather. Played The Godfather.
I was going to say Al Pacino.
No, the fucking father of that. It's
Robert De Niro.
Marlon Brando.
Marlon Brando, yeah.
Marlon Brando played Colonel Kurtz and his corruption when he went into the village and just became like a mad tyrant is like an analogy for drug addiction and shit. Mm. I don't know. I never watched the full movie.
Yeah, so is there, I mean, just not even necessarily within the state, but personally, are you for all legalization in some way of all drugs?
Like regulation. So it depends. Like some drugs.
If I want to just do heroin,
I think like it should be regulated.
Not a dork like you, dude, but maybe a cool guy like me.
If Joe
wants
to do heroin.
There are some like legal injection sites in other countries. I don't exactly remember where, but there are certain requirements for people to access those sites. So they would have to legitimately be using like product that is sold on the streets and like be addicted to access those sites, and they would get like clean syringes, like they would be monitored, they would have like quality drugs, I suppose, that aren't like tainted with like fentanyl or something, like,
okay,
so it would be more regulated, so it should be safer for people that who are already addicted,
yeah,
but I think, not propelling people in that direction.
The fentanyl is what gives it the fucking flavor, dude.
That's true, yeah.
it's like
people seasoning,
yeah. It's like oh, we got you gotta get like KFC, well, we removed all the trans fats from KFC. I'm like, what is this fucking trash? I need the fucking trans fats. I need a little fucking, just a little fentanyl sprinkled on top.
Yeah.
For a little good. I remember I would always cut up a line, and then I'd always sprinkle a little extra fentanyl on top just to be safe.
Did you ever see any like corruption or fucked up stuff when you were working there?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Yeah.
Were they like meaty? You dropped your briefcase full of money.
No, I
and
wish.
And you're like, oh yeah, this thing is not safe.
I wish. No.
That'd be cool.
What did you say?
Well, a lot of like networking really gets a lot of things done. But it's also like people can bypass their limitations to power using that. And also like people can like there will be people who are central staffers who will sleep with elected officials.
Ooh.
And move up in position, basically.
Well,
you ever fuck Chuck Schumer?
No, he's like another level, I think.
Well, folks, looks like I'm running for office. Vote for Joe. I'm horny as fuck.
Yeah.
Damn, that's cool.
I did.
That's like those shows. That's like the Billions. Did you ever watch Billions?
No.
You're living it.
She lived it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, I had a, I don't know if I would say a friend, but somebody who I knew when I was in college, and I found out he like ran for state senate. I'll tell you his name after. We're off air, see if you actually know anything about
Anthony
him.
Anthony Weiner.
But no, we were on the same like intramural softball team. And I like randomly saw he had unfriended me on Facebook a few years ago. And I was like, well, I'm like posting jokes all the time. I'm doing comedy. I guess it makes sense. And I made some joke about someone I went to college with is now running for state senate and unfriended me. And then another guy who was on that, like, who knew both of us in college, who like follows all my comedy stuff, started DMing me. And he was furious that this guy would unfriend me. And then just kind of autistically tells me, like, but he's still friends with me and I'm a criminal. I'm like, wait, you're what?
Nice,
and then
dude.
He said, well, yeah, I used to work at a bank and I used like my knowledge of the system to be able to take a bunch of money. And then apparently he like gave money to this guy to help with his campaign for state senate. And he wrote a letter to the DA to like get him off in exchange for him helping fund his campaign.
What's the problem with that? That's politics, dude. That's literally politics 101. You pay politicians, they return the favors. Like that's what donations are for.
And also he was one of those guys who I was like friendly with, but always seemed a little bit dickish, but I never really had the thing where I could be like, aha, you're a dick. And now years later I got it.
All right, vote for me. I'll fucking do whatever.
But he also, I saw him on like some like YouTube news show as like just like since he lost the election for state senate, is just like an expert on New York state politics. And he was like calling out corruption in New York state politics. And in my head, I'm like, well, I mean, is everyone who's in it at all just like corrupted from the very beginning in some way? No.
No.
Yeah.
It's just how policy's made. Like, it's just how it's done, unfortunately. And there's not many people watching over the process to actually say, like, this is right, this is wrong.
We don't want some fucking nerd telling us what to do. That's the other thing. So it's like, I say everyone should be able to submit all the crazy laws they want and let the people decide by a vote that's not regulated or enforced in any way, shape, or form. Can you chill the fuck out, please, little miss?
you ever try to sleep your way to the top when you were there, me too?
No, I'm so opposed. Imagine how I would show up into that place, okay?
I would be
so anti that.
Yeah, I guess.
I can't tell if she's mad at me or if she's defending me.
She's defending you.
What? What
do you okay, Maddie?
Yeah, she's okay. Mm. I think she misses Kelly, though.
Why'd you end up leaving?
One of my coworkers came into my office and drew a dick on my whiteboard and made things really awkward. And then they tried to make him my boss. And so
he drew a dick as like a fun prank or to be like shitty to you? Yeah.
Did you guys
know each other really?
Yeah. He would come in, complain about his life every so often. And so I would like be nice. I don't know.
Yeah.
And then he just kind of randomly was like, hey, want to see something funny? And just like drew a dick. I don't know. It was just so weird. Like he was in a weird mood.
Huh. Well, that seems really cool and charming.
Yeah. And he must have been a wife and two kids. So what's
the problem? He was just goofing around. What kind of man would do that otherwise?
Yeah. I used to do that when I worked at Starbucks. When I worked at a Starbucks, I knew all my coworkers, but I would like take either like cups or like the pastry bags and draw dicks on them and hide them in like drawers and stuff so my coworkers would see them. But we all like knew each other at least. So no one ever got weirded out by it.
Yeah, they all had an understanding.
Yeah. They all get mad.
Yeah,
Matt's
they were cool. They were
Matt's
cool.
Gonna,
they
Matt's
going to
harass
snitches.
You every once in a while. It was an understanding we had.
Well, you know, I'm a little bitch, so.
Yeah.
they tried to make him my boss, and I was like, that's going to be awkward because of X, Y, and Z. And then they still made him my boss, and then they just moved me to another department. So.
Was there other
so
stuff?
Everyone wins.
And that's you left because of that?
Well, I was like, I want a raise. I wasn't getting paid enough, and I did a pretty good job. Like during that, it was like during the budget season, like I was able to accomplish things, but they didn't like the way that I was able to accomplish them.
What do you mean?
I mean, I just asked certain questions. Like I didn't say that this is how it has to be done, but I asked certain questions.
You
that
challenged
were,
them
yes,
a little
I challenged
bit,
them, yeah.
And then they were like, "We don't like this girl with all the questions."
Exactly. Well,
who
I mean,
is she
they
to
used,
challenge us?
But they used the challenges to leverage their position. So it's like they knew that I had validity, but they wanted to make sure that I didn't do that ever again.
Mm. I see. Did you ever consider just doing like an increasingly bad job and putting in less effort year after year?
No, because the responsibility there is so high. Like,
why?
You basically people are sacrificing their physical health and they're taking medication just to show up for the longest shifts ever.
Well, why
to
would
just
they
pass policy?
That sounds so awful and so gay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And not in like a cool, awesome taking ecstasy and having unprotected anonymous sex gay.
Right.
But bad gay.
Bad gay.
Yikes. Yeah. I don't like that at all.
Yeah.
But I mean, they're autistic. They're smart as hell, but they also have to take like Adderall.
But like they're squandering their talents.
No, they're not.
Really?
They're really talented. But the thing is, the people in government do not respect the central staffers. So they quit constantly. But these are people who learn really, really they become experts in these areas very quickly. They're smart people, but they leave quickly.
Is that what you wanted to do in general? Like be in politics?
I wanted to work in like drug policy related. So it's like mental health and drugs.
Yeah.
They both go hand in hand. Substance use.
Because of how much you like drugs.
Yeah. And how mentally fucked up I am. But it's what makes me know. But I mean, they really do. They really do. So I wanted to be in that realm. And then I also wanted to like just solve problems because I can like learn things quickly.
Yeah.
But when I went there, they saw like my drug policy background and they were trying to pass marijuana. There's a major overlap between drug policy, racism, and economic development. So
what years were you like working in the state senate?
2020, 2021.
Okay.
Those budget cycles, like Gotcha.
I remember it's a little before you were there then, but I remember it was a big deal in 2016, I think it was when they legalized mixed martial arts, and I was like training MMA and like working with people who would have to go to like Jersey and Connecticut for fights. And so I like that's like I'm only bringing it up because it's like the only thing about New York State politics I actually had an understanding of. It was such like a thing of I think like the guy's name was Bob Riley, I think, who he and like people in the New York State Senate had a relationship with the restaurants union in Vegas who had issues with the UFC in Vegas. Yeah. And that's why they would never make it legal in New York. It was some weird thing like that because their buddy doesn't like the guy from UFC. It was
Dana
like
White or one of like the
the Fertitta
owners.
Brothers, oh, yeah, who were the yeah. But yeah, I think they were in dispute with UFC, and it was one of those things where it MMA was legal in like every state except New York for a
good.
Few years. Yeah,
the
New
York,
human cockfighting.
Hey, we're fucking Broadway. Yeah. We're fucking Metropolitan Museum of Modern Art. We don't need to see these fucking gorillas wail on each other. We're classy here.
Yeah. So you were there during COVID, right?
Yeah, it was.
Damn, like you had to wear a little mask and everything.
Yeah, basically.
Damn, that sucks. You had to go. Were you on site?
Both. It was a mix.
I had to do that, too. I hated it.
Yeah. Were you a Cuomo-sexual?
No.
Did you ever
see
him?
Did you see him do anything?
No. I don't know if I really saw him around, either. I was not in those parts. Mm. I was just part of the Senate. Yeah.
Who did you see around?
I did see the current governor Hochul. I saw her a
she
few
cool?
times. She's really cool.
Yeah.
She's really awesome.
Okay.
But like people in the Senate, like elected officials in the Senate, like you would see.
We see like Bernie Sanders.
No. Oh yes, I have met him though. Oh. I shook his hand
He's
when
cute,
I was in.
Huh?
He is. Have you met him?
I know. He's my best friend.
Oh,
I said,
wait, are you hallucinating?
No.
Are you hallucinating?
He said, Joe, you're one of my favorite comedians, and I can only count on your vote. And I'm like, yeah, sure, Bernard. That's happening.
I'm calling Bernard.
Yeah. And then I said, like, I'm with her, which was the biggest mistake of my life. That was a mistake. How embarrassing. I voted for Hillary Clinton. I never should have done that. I should have just voted for Trump. It didn't matter. I would have at least been funny, and then I would have been like, oops, I learned my lesson. But now... Now it's like, well, I missed out on voting for Trump once. I'm not going to do it again. I'm definitely, definitely voting for Donald Trump in this upcoming election. It's too funny not to.
New York's going to Biden anyway. Doesn't
no,
matter.
It's not.
Yeah, it is.
No,
Trump has a chance to win New York.
He's going
to
flip.
He's
going to
flip
New
York.
I know it. It's going to happen.
Yeah.
If anyone can do it, it's Donnie T. I think he's. I truly do think he's going to flip New York.
Home state.
He's going to win the election. I'll tell you that much.
Yeah.
That is going to happen. And everyone's going to be kind of bummed and conflicted. But because COVID's not happening, we're going to be all right with it.
I thought RFK Jr. had a chance until I found out he's not having Aaron Rodgers as his VP.
No, people are just going to like use RFK to say like, oh, he took away votes from Biden.
Yeah.
Like they're going to use
that. You ever meet RFK?
No, I haven't.
He was in New York.
You meet any of the Kennedys?
No. Have you guys?
No.
I mean, you're the one who would
have
met them. Joe met Bernie Sanders and shook his hand, apparently.
I said, well, I'm so with her. Well, so, I mean, I met AOC, and I was I was like, look, I'm not meant for you. Like, you got this whole Senate thing. I got my podcast.
We're from two different worlds.
Yeah, we're from two different worlds, two different lives. Why don't you go ahead and just... continue to lie about being on site during the January 6th riots.
Yeah.
And I'll keep doing my little incel podcast thingy.
I did see on CNN they had like a sex scandal show and they did a deep dive on the Elliot Spitzer one.
Nice.
I didn't realize how much like good shit he did before all that. It was like he was like actually fighting Wall Street as an attorney general, and then he just kind of like got on a power trip, went for governor, and then actually like passed the law that he knowingly then broke.
Oh, wow.
He was like, really, I want to crack down on human trafficking, no paying for prostitutes and moving them or whatever, and then just did it over and over again.
What they need to do is legalize sex work.
Yeah.
So people that want to do it have access to do it safely and cleanly and stop stigmatizing it.
Yeah.
So that way other guys don't have to operate, like Spitzer, have to operate in secrecy
But it's just wild that he's the one who fought for the law.
Look, man, everyone wants a taste.
Yeah.
That's what it really comes down to. The law is the law, but a taste is oh so nice.
Yeah.
That's actually like another line from the Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. What is it?
The law is the law, but a taste is very nice.
A taste is very nice. The law is the law, but a taste is very nice. Let's write that down, because that's, that's the name of the episode.
The founding fathers really did plan on that declaration being fucking, you know, something to live by for all time.
Yes.
Where they said, we're all people except black people and women are created equal. Also, any immigrants that come in, as long as they're a lighter skin tone than white, it's okay. I.e. Korea and the as yet undiscovered Japan.
Yes. Honestly, smart decision by right-wing people to start calling them migrants instead of immigrants, because migrant sounds more dangerous.
Migrant sounds
like these immigrants are here. Like, okay, what about these migrants? Like, oh, shit, we got to stop the migrants.
Migrants just sounds like the way, like, a fucking conservative retard would call immigrants.
That's true.
Get them fucking migrants out of here.
Yeah, immigrants. I
mean, them migrants. It's like, oh, you mean immigrant. Yeah, migrants. Yeah. I'm saying the damn thing. Open your damn ears.
We're saying the same thing.
You got damn corn cobs in there, man. Take it out. Talk about the migrants ruining our perfect society.
Nice. How did you meet Bernie?
He was campaigning.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Trying to sell you on another dream. There we go. Yeah.
Maddie and Meaty are best friends now.
Yes, we are. Mm.
Who else have you met? Any other big political people?
Not really.
No.
Yeah.
Nice. Hochul is the new guy. I think she's probably good because we haven't heard anything about her.
Mm.
If you're, like, in general, I feel like the less you know about someone in power, the better they're doing.
True. That's a good point. Yeah. She does the work. She, like, when she was lieutenant governor, she would visit every single county in the state, like, step foot in it, which is awesome. Like, to actually just be present there.
That was the big thing. Hillary in 2016 didn't go to Michigan.
No, she's Hillary fucking sucks, dude. I fucking should have never voted for. Can I tell you who I really voted for? Is I voted for like that third party bitch,
Gary Johnson. Oh, Jill Stein.
Yeah, I voted for Jill Stein.
I voted for Gary Johnson
because that way I could still say oh, I voted for a woman, so I'm not a fucking rapist.
Oh my God.
I'm like, but I'm not gonna vote for fucking Hillary, dude.
Yeah, I voted for in New York State. I would for a while. I was like. In New York, I'm like, it's always whoever's going to win is going to win in New York, and my vote doesn't matter. So I would just vote for third-party candidates. And I think there was a part of me that was like, well, if there is a women's equality party, clearly there's not enough being done for the people it's representing. So let's get them a high enough percentage of the vote that maybe someone in power takes notice.
So when I was young
and idealistic, I thought that was my closest way I actually could make a difference by voting. And then also, I voted for women's equality party candidates so people would know I'm not a rapist.
Yeah, you gotta do that. You gotta make sure.
You gotta make sure people know.
You gotta make sure, dude. You gotta cover all your bases. First, you gotta not rape women.
Yeah.
Then you gotta.
But that one's really hard, so I just vote for the women's equality party.
Then you gotta vote for women's equality to really drive the point home.
Yeah. And we would never know, because that voting booth, no one can see it.
That's true. Yeah. I just have to go on my incel podcast and tell everyone that I did it.
That'd be it.
Mm. But yeah, I'm trying. Yeah, it's in New York. Like all the third parties, I would pick whatever one. There was some real random one. Did you ever in New York State? Is there ever stuff like third party people in the state senate?
So they have like, isn't it like, so Republican candidates have Republican Party and Conservative Party, right? Like you can vote for either one.
And sometimes the person who's like for the Democratic Party would also be for the Women's Equality Party,
the Working Families Party.
Yes,
they have
that's
now.
Another one. Yeah.
Yeah. And like, but there's no third party, right? Like, so that's like an issue in American politics is that when you go to the presidential debates, it's just the Republicans and Democrats.
Yeah. We need another Jesse Ventura in there. I think he was the last like major candidate to like who was an independent that like was in the debates.
We need to bring back the Freak Power Party.
Freak Power? Was that a party?
Yeah, from Hunter S. Thompson when he was like
I remember there was like the Reform Party that Trump was like a candidate for in like 2000.
Uh oh.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
I think he at that time it was just like what everyone thought it was in 2016, just a publicity thing, and he's not really running. That's what everyone just thought in 2000, and it never went anywhere.
When it was a publicity thing?
Maybe it was, or maybe he just didn't actually have enough, like, juice to get it really going like he did later. Who knows? Now, in hindsight, I'm like, everyone thought it was a publicity thing. Now, in hindsight, I'm like, maybe he actually was trying and just couldn't pull it off.
Maybe he's always wanted to be president.
Yeah.
It's the dream of every little boy, after all.
After all.
Yeah, not women.
Not really? Women.
Or well, immigrants.
Yeah.
Didn't you, well, ever, yeah, you, didn't were you born, ever dream yeah, of being the president's wife when you were a little girl?
No.
Oh, you'd be a president's wife. Well, Kamala Harris is part Indian.
That's true.
There's something.
That's true. Cool. Technically, she's probably the president right now.
And yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very weird.
Although, actually, as someone who was fighting for drug reform in New York, though, do you got issues with Kamala? Because she was, like, harsh against that, right?
But, like, politics is, like, give and take, right? Like, there's balance. So it's, like, we have to look at their whole portfolio of what they're giving up in order to, like, gain certain political things.
Oh, so she, you think it's maybe she didn't actually care about the drug stuff, but she went along with it to get more power?
It's, like, in the federal government, there are, like, some things that are very much, like, not touchable. And it's, like, drug policy is definitely one of those. Yeah. So it requires a lot more advocacy.
Kind of like going and just tell someone who's like in jail for 20 years for possession. It's like, no. Kamala wasn't really mad at you. She just wanted more power.
Yeah. It's like if the government can criminalize certain economic systems like drug trade or sex trade, then they can arrest those people, prevent them from getting access to money. And
so it's for-profit prisons.
Yeah. It's basically like, But we know that.
Yeah.
I would be a fucking corrupt,
DA.
Warden.
A warden?
At a
oh, I want I'd be
for-profit prison.
I'd be you remember the warden in Longest Yard?
No.
That's the Adams. Well, there's the original one with Burt Reynolds and the remake with Adam Sandler where the warden gets Adam Sandler's character, who was a former quarterback who's in jail for drunk driving. Back in the day, he had bet on football and he was kicked out of the league. But now the warden decides his guards are a football team and he wants them to have a warm-up game by playing the convicts, and Adam Sandler rallies all the convicts. It's like Terry Crews, Michael Irvin, Nelly, and they all. There's Stone Cold is in the movie as one of the guards. Yeah. Stone Cold calls Nelly the N-word in the movie.
Nice, dude.
The guards are trying. The guards are trying to like fuck with the inmates and get them to fight back to get in trouble so they can't play in the game.
Nice.
So it's just all these like white guards being racist to the black, and Stone Cold Steve Austin, the pro wrestler, is being racist to Nelly. It's such a wild scene.
Such a powerful scene, dude.
Very powerful scene. And
who won?
And the convicts won.
How does that make
free.
You feel?
They were free.
As a white man.
I spoiled the move. Well, I mean, they still had a white quarterback and a white coach.
Oh.
The convicts had, the convicts still had Adam Sandler as their quarterback. A Jewish athlete winning a football game? I'm so in for that.
That's true.
The warden was like this corrupt who's like telling Adam Sandler, if you don't throw this game and let my guards win, I'm pinning the death of this inmate on you.
Sick.
Yeah.
What, did he?
I don't think he actually does.
Man.
No, because the one of the guard because of the heart that Adam Sandler and the convict showed, the guards decided that they respected him, and they the head guard said, "I know you had nothing to do with his death, and I'll stand up for you if the warden tries to pin it on you."
Damn.
He won their respect.
Because Adam Sandler's character kneeled during the national anthem before the game to show how noble they
were. I actually have a jersey of the Adam Sandler in the movie. Nice. I have his football jersey. The team name was the Mean Machine. The Great Khali, the wrestler, was in the movie also.
Damn. Yeah. As a fucking retarded inmate?
Basically.
Nice. That's fucking cool, dude.
Yeah. But yeah, why would you want to be a corrupt warden?
I'd be like the one from like, Shawshank Redemption.
Yeah.
You know, up until he killed himself.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert. But damn, could you imagine like somebody like on their to watch movie list was both The Longest Yard
and Shawshank.
And Shawshank Redemption.
Just prison movies.
Like, we just spoiled them back to back.
Yeah.
That was fucking tight.
I mean, they both fucking came out over 20, 30 years ago. So.
Yeah, dude. Shawshank Redemption. I remember watching that and being like, oh, that's a fucking pretty good movie. That was the first time I was like, oh, damn, a movie doesn't need to be like a cartoon or a four kids movie to be enjoyable. I was probably like maybe 12 when that movie came out.
Yeah.
I was trying to think.
What was the...
The idea of being wrongfully accused is horrible. What would you do if you were ever in prison and wrongfully accused?
I'd probably later get out of jail, go on the Joe Rogan podcast, and then chop someone's head up.
Sick, dude.
Start a project.
Yeah.
I'd probably get in with the white supremacists.
Yeah.
I'd have to.
I mean, you can't. Yeah, you're forced.
I won't have a choice.
If you're in
they make me fucking take a 23andMe test. And
I'm never telling anyone I'm Jewish. I gotta get that out of there. Yeah. There's no Jewish gangs in prison. I gotta be in with the white supremacists. I gotta be like...
We're the bankers. Yeah. Yeah. Are you with us?
What about swastika tattooed on you?
Yeah. Exactly, yeah. And then I get out and cover it up with a Jewish star.
Yeah, just like a little fucking circle with a cross going through it, so it's like no swastika.
How do you think you'd do in prison, Miti? In an orange is the new brown.
Dude, it's different when it's like a fucking. It's different when it's a women's prison, dude.
Yeah,
they all hang out and they fucking take showers together and shit.
Yeah, they're like making out, fingering each other.
Yeah, they're just like I miss this guy that's been obsessively writing to me in prison. I want to see him. They're like, oh, well, let's have sex with each other to help pass the time. Damn, dude, women's prison. You know what? I actually want to be a corrupt warden at a women's prison.
Yeah,
now that I think
there you
it,
go.
Yeah, that'd be fucking cool.
Yeah, get that on tape. Get that on tape.
I'm not worried about
Don't
that.
Don't worry. That's... He voted for Hillary Clinton. Yeah. He's not a bad guy.
I'm a good guy.
Yeah.
I would do it just to make sure, like, hey, knock it off, you ladies. Save yourselves. Save yourselves for the guys waiting outside for you. That's what I'm doing.
Is that Bob Ross on your shirt?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
That dude rocks. He was an army drill sergeant.
Oh yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
He was?
He was.
That's wild.
And that's why he like grew his hair out and he was just so mellow because he's like, I got it out of my system.
He got a perm. This isn't his natural hair. He got a perm to make an afro.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I heard he was also like a tough guy in the army. Like
he was a drill sergeant, yeah.
Yeah. You kind of got, but like, and that's the case, like, you kind of have to be, because if you're like lenient, then that could like cost them their lives. Especially like at the time he was like a drill sergeant. Like, that was when like America was going to justified wars, apparently.
Oh, really?
Maybe. Apparently.
That was like, what was it? We shouldn't have been
Vietnam,
in Vietnam
now.
We shouldn't have been in Vietnam.
Was it?
And then what was it?
World War II? And that's what they call the last good war. I mean, no war is good, but that's the one
that was
like,
a banger of a fucking
banger.
That was a fucking.
That war, World War II. World War II slapped.
From fucking from the fucking assassination of Archduke Franz Ferdinand.
That's World War I.
Well, I still consider that was the real starting point, dude. That was like World War I is like you read like a fucking long ass preface of a book.
Yeah.
You do that where you're like, all right, I'm almost done with this preface. And then the preface
time to
like
get to the Holocaust.
20 pages, and you're like, God damn.
Yeah.
How did we get to the Holocaust? Like, that was such a random turn of events. Like,
not really.
Yeah.
No, if you look
have you met Jews?
Yeah.
I have.
No, after World War I, Germany just got punished real bad. And then that, like, left the opening for German nationalism to rise. And then, and Jews were an easy scapegoat to be like, you know what really is fuck Germany? Them.
And then they fuck Germany over again.
Yes. But yeah, that's why World War I was kind of the big preface. I think there was I used to know more about it, but it was just, there was so many different, like, feuds between different countries in Europe that some shit was going to happen. And then, like, yeah, Archduke Franz Ferdinand was just, like, was he, like, Serbian or something?
Some shit. But, like,
some
in time.
Random... That guy got assassinated. That's what kicks off the war. And it's like everyone was just ready to fight already.
In like a long enough time, it's like eventually just going to be like World War One and Two, which is going to be like the World War. It's all just going to be like one. Because it was only like it was
right,
like a downtime of like what, like 4 or 5 years between the two?
Oh, really?
No, it was longer than that.
It's like 8, 6
but even
months.
Still.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Real fast.
You can tell me literally how long.
It
wouldn't
was,
that be cool? I like just
like
fucking,
15, 20 years. But still, like in 100 years, 200 years from now, that'll be looked back on a 40-year period.
Yeah, because like look at the time of like the American Revolution. That was over the course of like 20 years.
Yeah. There's a war that we just called now the 100 Years War.
When was that?
I don't remember. It's like some
years ago.
How long was it?
It was about 100 years.
Was it really? They should have called it the about 100 years
war. The about 100 years war, yeah. actually,
all these wars, like, what is it? Like, what are we in now? We just got out of Afghanistan.
Yeah.
But are we still done with Afghanistan? We're still in Iraq, right?
We're in the Middle East.
We're never going to, because, like, it's all the global north taking the oil there.
I know. Why do we even need it? We get all of our oil from Canada.
Are we just storing them? Are we like hogging oil and then?
I think we're just using the oil as an excuse to take away their power.
100 years war was from 1337 to 1453, so it was about 126 years. Mm-hmm. Was the 100 years
That's
war?
That's a long ass time.
Yeah.
Matthew.
Then there was a second 100 years war between 1714 and 1815.
Mm.
Yeah. Wait, what you said? We got oil from Canada.
Yeah, oil's from Canada.
Yeah.
You know,
or
that.
Like Alaska, also probably, right?
Well, we don't drill in Alaska, but we get oil from Canada.
Okay.
There's fields that all of our oil, like the oil that's
from Edmonton.
The oil that
they got the oilers there.
The oil at our gas stations.
Yeah.
That's from Canada.
So where's the oil we get from the Middle East go?
It doesn't like. Wait. It's not about the oil, Matt. It's not about the oil.
What's it about then?
Because they have. We just use the oil as an analogy, because they have power, and it's just we're just trying to destabilize the governments out there to put in, you know,
people who
for
want
us
in there.
I mean, that's
allies,
that's how
yeah.
fucking.
Is
I mean,
it the oil money then?
It's. I mean, it's yeah. It's like the
it's
oil.
The money.
It's the
yeah.
money behind the oil. It's not. Yeah. We don't need the oil for it. Yeah. But when the fucking price of oil goes up. It's just because, yeah. like, it's to fund the war fund that's already
okay.
going. So we're like,
and that's our old, we're like, we won't drill in Alaska because we care about the environment. But we'll take it from Canada because we don't care about
we
their
don't own
environment.
Canada yet. We don't own Canada yet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wait, America tried to, there was a battle between America and Canada won.
Yeah, we've tried to annex Canada multiple times. Like, we've made many a power play for it. We're like, just give us this shit. And they're like, no, eh? we need this land up here, huh? You don't want to add a moose to all of this.
Is it? I feel like America probably. When was the battle against Canada? It feels like a thing of like, we don't really need to put that much effort in, and then we lose, and we're like, ah, fuck it, they can keep it. Because I'm assuming if America sent all of their military, they would just take Canada.
No, we wouldn't.
But you never know. There is like, just like geographical, like going up there. It's like when Germany tried to invade Russia and it got too cold and snowy in the winter and they were
really?
Like, fuck this, we're done.
Really?
Yeah, that's a good point. Geographically, it would be
yeah.
difficult, probably.
Yeah.
Right? Because Canada has a lot of, like, water area, too, and then there's a border. But
it's a big-ass place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking huge.
It just, America has already tried. It's not worth it.
Yeah.
We're never going to get it, dude.
And the Canadian economy depends on the American economy, as far as I can tell.
So we should they should just like give it up.
So in the Middle East, though, isn't it like multiple countries are attacking the Middle East, though? It's not just America.
Everyone's attacking the Middle East. It's the hottest thing right now.
It's so in.
It's so in. Oh, you got to get these bombs in before
yeah.
it's too Yeah, we'll see what happens, dude.
Yeah. You think at the UN, they like bully the countries who aren't bombing the Middle East? It's like they're like the non-cool
yeah.
kids.
What are you doing, dude?
Yeah, what are you even doing? You're not bombing the Middle East? Come on, everyone's doing it.
I want to be different. I want to be a neutral territory.
Yeah. You think Switzerland's like the nerd at the UN? Everyone's like fucking Switzerland over there. Like,
it's pretty tight that they're neutral, dude.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, it's fucking cool shit, dude.
Yeah. Like, and that's what we said. We're going to do a live podcast from Geneva one day, right?
We actually are, yes.
Yeah.
I was going to announce it later. But yeah.
We'll have an official announcement coming up.
We have an official announcement.
Yeah.
In Geneva.
The Geneva Buff Boys podcast.
I'm very excited.
Live from the Alps.
Really?
Nice, dude. A little Swiss-miss, huh? Mm. A little St. Pauli's girl,
yeah.
huh?
Where's Ooh. Your favorite place that you've lived?
A lot of places for different reasons.
Okay.
But
how old were you? So you... Born in India, how old were you when you moved to Canada?
Almost three.
Oh, so you don't really remember. Well, you've been back to India, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
How
but it's
is
changed
it?
A lot. It's gotten a lot. There's better infrastructure now, like better roads and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like a little bit cleaner, but a little bit more like developing. Still has like a little bit of ways to go. But I mean, it's an ancient civilization. So
yeah.
Yeah.
So is there a lot of cool like history stuff there?
Oh yeah, there's a lot of like awesome. Like,
I would love that. Yeah, that's like a nice middle ground of like if you go when you see places that have buildings that are thousands of years old. That's awesome.
Puts
but then
it
also
in perspective, yeah.
But then also there's probably some things that aren't as fully developed.
Yeah, it's like, I don't know if it's like thousands of years old. It's hard to like date when some of the things are built, but it's like, you know, you'll see like where the Buddha like held his first like sermon, you know, just like
yeah.
those types of things are
yeah.
like so fascinating.
And then Toronto and where else in Canada?
Bolton, Ontario.
Bolton, Ontario. Like I've been to Toronto before. It's a cool city. It's like a, it's kind of like a smaller New York City a little bit.
It used to be called New York is what my elementary school teacher told me, and then they changed it.
Yeah. Because even like, what is it, Young and Dundas Square? That's just like mini Times Square.
Maybe.
Like you look around and it kind of looks like Times Square, but it's only like a block long.
Ooh.
As opposed to Times Square is like just bigger.
Miles.
Yeah, miles long. But yeah, where? What are the reasons you liked living in the different places you've lived?
Like it's hard to say. So like Toronto is great because for elementary school, the school education there was really good. So
yeah.
I learned about a lot of like self-care, like laundry stuff. I don't know, just like life.
Self-care?
Life stuff.
In elementary school?
In elementary school, yeah.
That's when they should teach you like those basics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To set you up for a better foundation to live.
Yeah.
Because like, you don't want to be like in your phone, how do I fucking do this? You know?
So I guess it's more of like just different stages of your life that you lived in those places. It worked for what stage you were in. Do you
yeah.
like the city? Or you were in Rockland County before, right?
Orange County.
Orange County.
That's where I've been
yeah.
Before, yeah.
Did you like living upstate just out of the city or do you like being in the city more?
I like being upstate. I like being in, well, like Pittsburgh is kind of like a nice middle ground where it's like city, but also like trees and all
yeah.
those types of things. But yeah, the woods are nice. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, yeah, you're a big outdoorsy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I feel like Joe would get it.
Yeah.
Like, yeah.
Hell yeah.
What?
Doing
being
drugs
in the woods?
Out in the
oh,
woods.
Doing
yeah.
drugs.
Well, like when you trip, like once you like trip
yeah.
like many, many times, you just kind of like your worldview changes, like
you
who you
chill
are.
Out. Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know.
I'm always
you
able to.
Had you been like into like shrooms and tripping before you were working in like the state government?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, so
oh,
that's
yeah.
why you wanted. Were you trying to legalize shrooms?
Well, there's a psychedelic community in Pittsburgh that
yeah.
I was a part of, but there's also a psychedelic community in New York City.
Okay.
It's just that some of them organize, like, I don't know how they organize here, but.
No, they don't. They just keep forgetting.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
They're like, yeah,
are
let's
you
just
part
do
of
it. And then, yeah, we just don't, we just like, then we end up just tripping too hard and forgetting.
That
like,
happens.
Like, we eat, like, it's like, we got to regulate how much psilocybin is in these chocolate bars and then just get fucked up and forget.
Yeah.
I don't have anything to do with the psychedelic community.
Yeah.
I do my own thing.
Mm.
That's my thing.
Yeah.
It's like, no. You gotta find these drugs out on your own, man.
Yeah.
Everyone has like their own like
yeah.
discovery of it, you know? And it's like if people are really against it, it's like you probably just didn't do it a whole lot. Or maybe you know, there's also the possibility that you did it and you weren't in the right headspace and you weren't around the right people and you weren't in the correct environment and you had a bad time. That's more like for me, it's more acid, though. Because shrooms, I've always just been like, okay, I'm on like this natural thing. Whatever. And it's
yeah.
chill. I've always been chill on shrooms. I haven't had any kind of freakouts. I have had a couple freakouts on acid, but that was really only like, ugh, I'm so depressed dealing with shit. But it was also good because I needed to have those bad feelings brought to the forethought because
yeah.
I probably wouldn't have dealt with them otherwise. So acid was good in that sense. But, man, like... I felt like acid was like a big mental detox where it like forced all of these thoughts and emotions to come to the foreground. I always look at like mushrooms as kind of like a massage for your brain where it's like, oh, okay, I feel like a little loosey-goosier
yeah.
now, flushed out. Whereas like acid was like, woof, woof. That was like an experience.
Yeah. You ever have any bad trips?
Well, like it's, I feel like each person defines like bad trip differently, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's like for me, it's just like kind of sad. Like, I don't know. What's your freak out? What's
no,
your freak
I was
out
like? Yeah, I was like a little sad and just like this unending feeling of emptiness where it was like, oh, damn, what if like nothing I do will ever fulfill this?
Mm.
You know, and it's
what
like
heroin's for.
Yeah. Thank God for that. Thank Christ for that.
Yeah. What about you? What's your bad trip?
Kind of like that.
Yeah.
Like basically like just, and also shrooms, like it's, I feel like each person, like acid and shrooms, like their experience is different. It's either outward or inward focus. Like, for me, shrooms is inward focus and acid is outward focus.
Interesting.
But most people, it's the other way around. But yeah, on shrooms, I've had like weird experiences where it's like I will delve, because I also think about things that, like, my shadows and stuff when I'm tripping.
Yeah.
So I confront those things a lot. And so I've had like certain experiences where it's like just bringing that to the forefront, navigating that, and then. Yeah, navigating it on shrooms. Is
your shadow. What do you mean your shadow?
Like, basically, like, everyone has shadow aspects, right? Like, everyone has, like, things that they're ashamed of that
okay.
is, ooh. Like, stigmatized.
You're just using
society.
General white girl terms, and
well,
I'm trying
like,
to dig deep
well,
into it
I
and
mean,
figure out what you're saying.
Everyone has aspects of them that are stigmatized by society, that are
yes.
inappropriate.
Yes.
Dr. Jekyll and Mr. Marin.
Literally. It's like yeah. but it's like confronting that, being like,
mine
what?
Is I like saying racial slurs.
I'm not telling you mine. I'm fairly honest about who I am, just
yeah.
in different ways. But
right.
Anyways.
Yeah.
Ooh, interesting.
I don't know. What about you guys? What are your shadows?
My shadows? I'm not telling you. I'm not gonna
tune
go
in
right.
for the Patreon. We'll talk about our shadows. My
who
sh-
knows what evil lurks in the
my
heart.
My shadow is Sonic's villain.
Sonic the Hedgehog?
Yeah.
Okay.
His arch nemesis is Shadow the Hedgehog.
Oh.
Well, one would argue
Shadow.
That his arch nemesis is Robotnik.
Oh, that's true. Well, Shadow is just like...
Shadow is like the anti-self.
Mm.
It's like, that's like saying Bizarro is Superman's arch nemesis.
Okay.
And it's not.
Right.
It's just like his evil counter.
Gotcha. Oh,
like
so
Venom.
Shadow.
It's like Venom.
Shadow is our evil counters.
Yeah. Venom is like Spider-Man's evil counter, you know?
I don't know, a thing about...
That's
yeah.
That's a good point.
Although I guess a shadow...
I guess like I'm such like a good person, I actually don't have a shadow.
Yeah.
Please. I'm like, I'm very Christ-like in that sense. You
okay.
know?
Although
I just
want
to do nothing but help people and be kind to people. And because of that, I have no evil ulterior motive at all.
Although also...
Well, everyone wants to do that, but
yeah.
that's not what ends up happening sometimes,
well,
right?
That, for me,
is your shadow...
I always find a way. I always find a way for it all to work out.
Is your shadow actually a bad thing? Or because the thing that's stigmatized by society is your shadow could be not necessarily a bad thing.
What grows in shadows? Fungus? Mold?
Well, it could just be one generation's shadow, next generation is a totally normal thing.
So the analogy is like...
Would someone be like their shadow used to be someone's shadow was that they were gay?
Well, that used to be. But it's like, well, every light has
shadow.
A shadow.
Shadow. My shadow. It's a rainbow shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, every light casts a shadow. So it's like there is good and bad to everything. Well, but yeah, like to do shadow work requires finding the gems in the dark.
Oh,
and
so
like,
it's just
and
something
like
confidence, which could also be arrogance.
And like we're like shadows are evil, but man, how nice is it catching a little cool shade on a hot summer day?
It's pretty sick.
Man, I'd give anything for that kind of shadow right there.
Yeah, having a maid just, in the shade.
I'm hanging out underneath a fucking fig tree in the shade, drinking a Diet Coke.
Yep.
Watching the world go by.
Yeah.
Nice. Shadows are A-okay. Shadows are A-okay on a sunny day. Ooh, that's a little haiku.
Channeling Mitch Hedberg right now.
Yeah.
Just because the podcast always evolves into like freestyle slam poetry.
Right.
Shadow self on the shelf. Is that a book for me to read? I want to smoke weed. Yes, indeed.
It's all actually right. not bad.
When I first started doing stand-up,
I did a few like mixed mics with like poetry, and
nice.
That actually sounds like some of the stuff some of these guys would do.
I would do that was like the first thing I did. I fucking bought this. I thought I was featured in this book of like young generational poetry in 1996, but I bought the wrong edition. So if somebody wants a fucking book of children's poetry that I have that doesn't include a poem by young Joe Gorman. Let me know.
Wait, there was like a 12-year-old Joe Gorman poem featured?
Yeah, my dad, I was like featured in this book, so I bought it. It was like this 1996 edition.
But you bought the wrong one. But somewhere out there, there is
region,
a book of young poets with you in it.
Each region has like a different edition.
Yeah.
So I was like, I had to find like my other edition
that
I was actually featured in. Son of a bitch. But yeah, dude, poetry's easy.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyone can do it. You can do it, Matt.
Yeah?
Do a little poem now.
Right now?
For Meaty.
Tell
me that poem you wrote her. And then pretend
no, that's
it's like
my, that's sorry, Joe, that's my shadow. I can't share that. me too. So were you doing comedy at all when you were working in the state Senate?
A little bit, but yes. not as much, but I was a little bit here and
yeah.
there.
Yeah. Did you ever talk about work? You probably couldn't, really.
No,
yeah.
not when I was there. Yeah.
You signed an NDA, right?
No, but they knew that I did comedy, and they were like, don't insult the leader, basically.
The leader?
The leader of the Senate.
Who is the leader? Is it Chuck Schumer?
No, it's Senator Andrea Stewart-Cousins.
I think they do a pretty good job making fun of themselves, honestly, with their joke of a policy.
Yeah.
No, she's great, though.
Oh,
she's
really?
So, like, I would never, you can't even make fun of her. She's genuinely so down to earth.
But, like, the fact that, like, they said, like, don't do it makes it seem like.
I'm kind of surprised more people in politics don't get into comedy because they're all clowns.
Nice. All right, Matt, what's your fucking feat of strength? What's your feat of strength, tough guy?
We're at the end of the episode. So at the end of each episode for the Buff Boys, we bring up a feat of strength that was accomplished somewhere around the world. I went real racist this episode. I found an Indian strongman for you, Meaty. A possible future husband, maybe. He's a very strong man. I don't know. I don't believe he's
pretty
taken.
Pretty bold to assume she's not in an arranged marriage.
That's
man.
True. That's true. I'm
My
sorry.
Mom would, if you send her his bio data, she'll look.
Isn't that cool? How parents are just like that.
Yeah.
Like it's like I want you to fuck my kid.
Yeah.
my dad would always be like, oh, you should here's somebody you should fuck. Yeah. I'm like, I'm okay, Dad.
Yeah.
Are you sure about that?
So I found an interview. Indian strongman who can lift men with his teeth and withstand being run over by a car, dreams of breaking 50 world records. Amandeep Singh learned Sikh martial arts at age 10. He has used his combative skill to perform daring stunts. He's lifted a motorbike over his head, smashed a metal bar across his chest, and was run over by a car.
Whoa.
Matt, all three of those things have happened to you.
They've happened to your cat.
Yes. Yeah, all three of those things happened to Bubs. In 2009, he was awarded the title of Steel Man at the Frankfurt Mr. Singh International Competition. People tell me they get scared when they see me perform, but I don't know how fear looks. In the beginning, I just exercised rigorously and did small stunts. Now, after 9 years of practice, I don't get hurt, even if someone hits me with a bunch of iron rods.
Nice.
Whoa.
Yeah. Tough this guy should have been an RRR.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
favorite
that.
Movie.
That's my favorite movie. That's one of my favorite movies ever. It's Indian Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
I remember. Oh, yeah. We on the podcast. That was the movie when my mom called.
That's right.
We had an episode. My mom called and Joe was like, pick it up. And I just asked my mom, like, hey, I'm recording the podcast. Anything you want to say on air? She goes, yes, I just watched this movie. It's amazing. It has everything. There's fighting. There's dancing. There's tigers. There's fire.
Oh, yeah.
It is incredible. Have you seen it? Yeah.
Yeah,
it is. Is it? I haven't seen any other like Bollywood films. Are they all like that? Because that was incredible.
Some of them are. Some of them are really, really good. Like Jodha Akbar. If you like classical Indian like styles and history and just beautiful music, it's so worth seeing. It's so good.
Yeah. And it legally they have to have like a dance in it. Like every movie has a dance. Like even like. A very dramatic movie, like they have like a fucking, and they're having a fucking great time. Is that just like a thing in Indian culture? Do like people like dance and shit?
So it seems like in some areas, like the people at the movie theaters will start dancing, but
fuck,
not in
that's
all
so cool.
of the areas.
Damn, dude, I'd be fucking dancing and shit, dude. I'd have a fucking good ass.
Yeah,
fucking grinding on somebody.
Dude, the scenes. Well,
whenever we're seeing a movie and there's like a dance scene, we forward through it. We're like, this is.
Oh, that's so
well,
funny.
I did in RR. It's like 3 hours long. So when I've like recommended it to people, I have to tell them, like, trust me, watch it. It's good. Like, because it's a commitment. But yeah, it's just, it is like. There is like action scenes and all this stuff in the story. And then all of a sudden it's just like they're at a wedding and they're like, oh, you think you can dance better than me? I'm a proper English gentleman. I know how to do the waltz. And then the Indian guys start dancing and all the white girls like, we like them better. Yeah. And then they dance and then they go back and forth. And the Indian guy dances really, really fast and the white guy collapses. And it was the two Indian guys dancing versus each other.
Yeah.
And then one of them danced too hard and they fell down and collapsed. And the one who danced the hardest ended up flirting with the white girl, which is a big no-no.
In Indian culture?
Well, no, this is like during the revolution.
Oh, nice.
It's the white woman from the British royal family and the Indian man from the small Indian village falling in love with her.
Probably not even a top cast.
That's like, that's fucking crazy, dude. Like, wait a minute. Did this guy like not, was he like completely unaware of like British influence in India at the time?
Oh no. I mean, at one point he's like about to be killed and they're like, or they're not, or they're punishing him, they're whipping him. And he's like about to, it's like waiting for him to give up. But then all the Indian people start dancing and singing and he gains the power to dance to survive the whipping. That is really what happens, right?
I'm thinking of a fucking movie where it's like an overseer has fallen in love with a slave woman in America. Yeah.
With the slave woman?
A slave, like an overseer?
Yeah.
A white overseer.
Yes.
Falls in love with a black woman slave.
Yeah.
And he has to risk it all.
I feel like that's happened.
Would you see that movie?
No.
What if it had a dance sequence in it?
What would that be like for Americans?
Just a slave hit?
A rap battle?
Yeah.
If a rap battle were to somehow fucking break out in the middle, that would probably be like the American equivalent.
Break dancing.
Kanye starts playing.
I'll tell you what movie I'm excited about.
Yeah.
Fucking new Roadhouse.
Is there
Jake Gyllenhaal?
Yeah.
Fucking Conor McGregor?
Yeah.
It's the new Roadhouse.
I did just see Happy Gilmore 2 is in the works,
Jake Gyllenhaal plays Dalton.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay, that'll be fun.
It's gonna be fun. It's out now, and like,
oh, it is.
Yeah, it's on Amazon Prime, dude.
Oh, I gotta watch it.
And it's like, and it's.
I did see the new John Cena movie, Ricky Stenicki.
Yeah.
That's very funny. John Cena's awesome in like comedies now,
dude.
But yeah, this Amandeep Singh. Amandeep Singh. His plan is to break 50 world records, but he really just, he's like strong. He's just like, it's more of a creative thing than a strength thing. He's like coming up with different things to do.
Brilliant.
Like getting hit across the chest with iron rods. Like no one else really attempted
that. What's his
name? Amandeep Singh.
I'm Amandeep Singh. Welcome to Jackass.
There you go.
But it's like an Indian version of the Jackass. Yeah.
Welcome to
theme.
Jackass. How are you? Dinga, 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 dinga.
Oh, oh, yeah.
I bet he prays for that shit, too.
To Mecca.
Yeah,
yes.
To Mecca.
Awesome. Well, Meaty, where can people find you?
Thank you.
Tell the people where they can find you.
Find me on Instagram at MEEEEETTZ, and all of my handles are that. YouTube.
How many E's is it? It's like six.
Yes.
Every time I
the
edit,
devil's number.
Whenever I edit Fight Club and I put like the people's Instagrams on it, I put everyone's like Instagram handles on it. With me tease, I always have to like zoom in and count how many E's there are to put the accurate
it
amount.
It doesn't autofill for you?
No.
Man, your phone sucks.
No, it's on the computer.
Matt.
No,
it's
when
well
I search,
edited.
No,
it
but when
edited.
I, because when I put it into the Adobe Premiere, I have to type out all the Instagram handles.
What? Why?
Because I, whenever for the roast battles, we have people's name and their social handles pop up underneath them.
You gotta
as
just,
a lower
you
thirds.
Gotta have everyone just wear a name tag, dude. That's too much work. This is insane.
Yeah,
dude.
Go on the Fight Club YouTube channel. It was a couple weeks ago now. Meaty had a really fun battle against Bo Wilcox. It wasn't fun.
Was
it wasn't fun for him, but
yeah.
Nice. Did you just annihilate him?
Yeah, he threw the battle.
It's fun. It's fun when it's.
I don't
like
know
one-sided.
If he did it on purpose. But
what did he say? The N word?
No.
Nice.
No, it's just his. He didn't connect with the crowd, and
it happens.
Sometimes when that happens in a roast, people just decide. I like this person, not that person. It can just become a slaughter. Which
yeah.
That's what happened that night.
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
But he handled it well. And also, it was fun. Like,
yeah.
He was the perfect personality to, like, navigate this.
Do you situation. Think he'll ever work in this town again?
Yes.
I'll have him on
Bo
again.
Very
yeah,
nice.
He played it off really well.
Nice.
Yeah, he's a nice person.
Yeah.
Well, we'll see what happens. Because as we learned from Drake Bell, just because you're nice doesn't mean nice things will happen to you.
That's true.
That's true.
Yeah.
Isn't it? Also cool that, you know, in light of like these new allegations, Drake Bell is also excused from his previous grooming allegations.
Yeah, well, because Drake was like abused and now we're looking at it as, oh, it's the vicious cycle more so than just, wow, Drake's a terrible person.
Or
yeah,
as I say, all's well that ends well. Good night, everyone, and God bless.
Don't touch kids.